Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jay Baer back on the show. Jay is a digital marketing expert. He's the author of Utility and convinceandconvert.com. Is that right, Jay?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question while you're on the homepage there. And you can see how the poll is going so far when you get there. And then don't forget to check out the website for my book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Baer, thanks again for being here. We're talking about digital marketing. And one of the things that I know you've been working on lately is not UGC, not user-generated content, which is amazing how few people really know what that means, Jay. But now you're talking about employee-generated content, EGC, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Well, I think companies are starting to awaken to the idea that they have to communicate more. They have to create more content. They have to tell their story. They have to be their own documentary filmmaker. But most companies, especially small business, are not set up to have dedicated people to do that. Right.
To chronicle digitally the story of the company.
That's right. And so the expertise in a company is locked in the head of the people who work in that company.
Mm-hmm.
So EGC, employee-generated content, says that one of the best ways to communicate as a company is to not to centralize that with an owner or a marketing person, but to get many people in the company, mm-hmm. even in a small business, to say, let me take what I know and let me give it away a little bit at a time. Now,
Right. The
challenge is that those people obviously already have jobs, and many of them don't want to sit down and write a blog post. They chose their occupation because they didn't want to write.
But more and more of the younger ones do, though. They actually like that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Some do, and that's fantastic. But
Yeah. One
of the things we've been working with companies on is if you have experts in your organization who really have something to say, who can tell customers or prospective customers information that they'll find interesting and worthwhile, maybe you can just have them leave themselves a voicemail and then transcribe that. Or maybe you
can
just turn on your iPhone and shoot a two-minute video. I mean, I do a daily three-minute video called Jay Today where I talk about these kind of issues.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it on my phone. It's jtoday.tv every day. It's not any Hollywood production.
Right.
So you can get the information out of the heads of the people who work in your company, and it's incredibly important to do so because those people in your company are trusted. There's some great research from Edelman that says that company experts, right, the people in your company who are on the front lines, really know what they're doing, are trusted 65% of the time.
Well, and Jay,
CEOs are trusted 35% of the time.
Right, right. And, you know, the thing that over the years I've talked about the concept of branding, about the ding in branding. And the ding is when I think of something I need, the first thing that dings in my mind is not necessarily the product, but the last place that I thought of that where I could get it. And maybe the image was a face. And maybe the face wasn't the owner but was an employee. So this is consistent with the old concept of branding and having an employee be out front for the company.
Well, I believe that every company is potentially a collection of great people, and EGC is a way to prove that. It is to let's unlock this knowledge, this expertise, this humanity, and turn it into brand value.
Yep.
And it's not that hard, right? People get really concerned and freaked out, and, this is going to be such a huge project. Just sit down and have people talk into a tape recorder about what they know.
Well, and this is something, though, Jay, there's a word we haven't used that we have to use because that's what we're talking about, and that's storytelling.
Yep.
You use humanity, and my audience knows how big a deal I make out of demonstrating you the humanity of a small business because that's one of our great differentiators. But we also have to In fact, I devoted a whole chapter in my book to storytelling. We have to become storytellers, and not just the owners, but the employees. You're exactly right.
Yeah, and some people are naturally better at that than others, and that's perfectly fine. But if you give people an assignment and just say, answer this question, just take the questions that customers actually ask and say, let's just answer those questions. Just literally write down 50 questions that customers ask you and just have somebody in your organization answer those questions, whether it's a short video, a blog post, an audio recording, anything along those lines, a series of photographs, skywriting, it doesn't matter. Just answer those questions and capture that information. It will take your business a lot farther than you think.
Well, and the other thing is, you talked about them not being as good. That's the humanity part. See, to me, I wouldn't worry if they're not great at it, if they stumble, if their delivery isn't great. In fact, some people are going to love that because that's the humanity part. Today, when people are watching stuff like that, I mean, look at the things that go viral that are horrible production value, right? In the age of YouTube, people would rather see humanity than polish, I think. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know if I'd say rather, but certainly production value doesn't necessarily.
Right.
You're going to watch on your phone.
Absolutely. Hey, Jay, I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I sure will. Thanks, Jim. Take care.
ConvinceAndConvert.com. That's his website. Jay Baer, B-A-E-R. His name is starts with the Bay acronym, right? How about that? Why did I catch that earlier? Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.